when we drove across the border into Indiana on our way to Michigan.
Uh-huh.
And then when we came back, we thought, we're back in Illinois.
Is that when you went through the toll areas? Oh. Or did you miss those? Don't ever want to miss those. Cost you 50 times as much if you go through.
Yeah, we got them both on the way back. In fact, my wife did, you know, we're coming through there. She says, you know, we got a whole bunch of extra change. Why don't we pay for the people in behind us?
Oh, how nice.
So we did.
Yeah.
We, you know, it was $1.10, so we gave
them like $12.
No. I said, pay for the person behind it. The guy said, are you kidding me? I said, no. I'm sure that happens more often than not. Or
sure.
I'm sure it
happens. You're up around
before.
Chicago. Yeah. Sure. Every day, probably.
So anyway, whoever it was, and I thought maybe those people might kind of catch up to us and say thank you or something. Nah.
And being the optimist that I am, mm-hmm. not at all, I think, you know, what's stopping that person from just pocketing the money?
Well, that's true.
Don't even bother to pay for the next
But this, person. I saw him waving through, so he didn't.
Very good.
Yeah.
That was nice. My parents would have appreciated that a couple of times in the last few months.
Well, I have been in the situation where you drive through there and you go, crap. I don't have any change.
And you feel like you should have exact change when you get there. Mm-hmm. It, giving them a five and it's $1.90 or something, it just doesn't feel right.
No.
You feel like, and we always carry a bag of change when we go through.
Yeah. Well,
and we've been to ones that are like $3.50 and you're thinking, a bag of change, that's going to go real quick here.
There are some parts of this fine country we live in where you can spend king's ransom. Going
from,
through tolls.
From here to Ohio, you can spend at least $17,
yeah.
we found.
Yeah, no kid.
It's not easy.
No.
Last week we had some S words.
Mm-hmm.
Jim was on a roll.
Ooh.
Missed everyone. So they were not easy. They were all long, and they weren't meanings that threw you off. They just, all the words were a little off. So this week is T words.
Okay.
And they're not very long, so we'll... That's crazy. That doesn't even mean that. Six-letter word today. Beginning with T, meaning a torn and hanging piece, as of a garment.
Any six letters?
Six-letter word, beginning with T, as in today.
Is a it horn.
It is.
Yeah.
That's it. See? Not too bad for a Monday.
Okay.
His were all tougher, I swear.
Oh, yeah.
243-4351, six-letter word, beginning with T, meaning a torn and hanging piece, as of a garment. If you can tell me what today's T word is, and you haven't won in the last 6 weeks, you're eligible to play. If you have not won a regular contest like this one, you can play along. 243-4351, you're playing for a lunch buffet from Bogey's Cafe. It's located at 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. We'll give you a gift certificate. You can take it out there Sunday through Friday, 11 to 1:30, Bogey's Cafe. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning. Sounds like a tatter.
It is a tatter, and who is this?
This is Harman Hahn.
I thought that was you. You have that Harman Hahn voice.
Thank you.
It would be great on radio, I got to tell you. Well, Harman, you got it. It is tatter, torn and tattered. You stop by here sometime in the next 3 weeks. We will give you a gift certificate for you to take out to Bogey's.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good Monday.
You have a good day, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Harman Hahn, our winner today, it is tatter. You think of, I don't know, it's something I still picture from like the 50s or something.
Tattered and, yeah.
She was wearing a tattered dress or something,
yeah, right.
Standing there with that dead flower in her hand.
By
or
the way, Harman's voice, not only good, Harman Hahn's a good radio name.
It is. There you go. I'm out. Harman's in.
Well, maybe I can just adapt his name. And he can speak, heck, fire. We'll just have him sit here.
That's right.
People say, well, I like Ed Harman a heck of a lot better than I like that boring Gary Scott.
I don't know, because you're such a Bieber fan. We can't get rid of you. The word is tatter, T-A-T-T-E-R.
You won't want to miss the 2016 Schuyler County Fair in Rushville. It's packed full of fun for the entire family. It all starts Wednesday, July 29th, and continues through Monday, July 4th. Enjoy all activities, tractor pulls, harness races, talent contests, Little Miss and Miss pageant, queen contest, livestock shows, motocross, bands, and the Illinois State Fair karaoke preliminary contest, plus fireworks on the 4th. Have some great fair food and take in the music nightly. Celebrate summer at the Schuyler County Fair in Rushville. Does your bank understand you?
Your family.
Your finances.
Your dreams.
At People's Bank and Trust, we do. We are professionals who are ready to help. So whether you run the family finances, search for the best available rates, or simply have big dreams, we have financial products to fit your needs. I'm Sue Palliser, and I am your bank, and I can help you with your dreams. Simply call, click, or come by any of our 10 convenient locations. People's Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
I have to say, the pictures you've shown me so far, they are beautiful.
Liar.
Okay, I haven't seen anything yet.
Okay, here's where we stay.
Okay.
And I'm going to...
Should I put on some glasses?
Well, you may have to. In the distance, there is a floating dock, not the pontoon in front, floating dock.
Okay.
You could walk all the way out there, and you'd still be about chest high.
So it's shallow.
Yeah.
And this is a lake,
yeah.
But not like the lake.
No, it's not
okay.
Like Michigan. It's a big lake,
yeah.
But it's not the lake.
Because you can see across.
I could not capture the blueness of the, but it's crystal clear. I mean crystal clear.
See all the way down.
Yeah.
Very nice.
To the point where you can see it change. You know, it has that kind of a whitish blue, and then it goes into more of a turquoise blue and a real deep blue, and that's where it really drops off. This is the most outstanding picture, though. This is a picture my wife took.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That looks almost tropical for being in Michigan.
I know it. The moon over the lake, and it's reflecting off the lake, and...
The right trees, and it is just, a very nice photo.
It is just...
That is like postcard worthy.
It is. It's my
awesome.
It's my wallpaper.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, let me see.
Just giant, and you're going to stick it up on the wall?
Yeah. There he goes.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Every time it comes on, I think.
With the patio table and the umbrella down, it really does make it look kind of like you're someplace south as opposed to...
We also did a fishing trip on Lake Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Bob took us out.
He was here all week last week, I swear.
That Bob. Oh, okay.
That's why he's gone now.
Yeah, another Bob.
So
six of us out, and we caught 14 lake trout.
So that's what you were going for,
and
trout.
I say we caught it. Yeah, he put the rigs on it. He put the lures on it. He, for the most part, cast it out. We just reeled it in.
You just sat there and let it drag around. Well, that's what those trips are, though.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're doing. They do it all for you.
And that's exactly. But it is cool.
Wow.
It is neat.
You keep them and eat them? Or?
Oh, yeah. We took it to a restaurant called The Cove right in Leland, Michigan, and they fixed it for us.
Wow.
We had four of them. It was already filleted and prepared for us.
Size-wise.
And it was unbelievable. One of the fish were barbecued.
Trout?
Yes. That's what I said. No, the fish were...
That's big.
Yeah, big.
He was saying a good 4 inches. No, anyway.
A good 13, 14 pounds. I'm not sure.
Wow.
But,
trout.
Yeah, and we kind of went on about how good the food... And one of them was had blue cheese on it. It was curry, turmeric. You don't like that.
No.
Chili powder.
What's wrong with the flavor of the fish?
It was wonderful.
really?
We raved on about it to the point where the cook came out and met us and said, and we said, hey, what'd you put on this? And he went through the ingredients and a lot of it.
Wow.
It was delicious.
That sounds like a lot. I've had trout.
Uh-huh.
It's one of those fish that I'm pretty sure I've had pretty plain, baked.
Yeah.
Maybe a little lemon on it or something. But
bad flavor at all.
Totally like a white.
I smoked some yesterday. And it was good.
Hard to keep lit.
That's right. Darn it.
So you did that yourself at the place?
Yep.
Or you brought it home? Were you home yesterday? Or?
Yeah, we were home. We got home late Saturday afternoon, I think. Temperatures throughout the week, while you guys were sweltering here, it was gorgeous. You know, 85 was the warmest temperature, virtually no humidity.
And being that that's a smaller lake, pretty warm to swim in?
No, it was rather cool, but it was still... Kids didn't mind.
Yeah.
You know,
well.
I think there could be ice cubes floating in there, and they jump in there.
Kids don't ever care.
They don't care.
So that's pretty nice. That lake looks really nice.
It was one of those places where, well worth a person's trip. And it's 8.5 hours to get there.
And you guys, rented a home or a cabin?
Two cabins along the lake.
Yeah.
We had all three daughters, their husbands, and grandkids.
You guys were the official babysitters again?
No.
They took off and left you there and said, bye, take care of the kids.
A lot of this, and you could walk into town, too.
Oh, that's not bad.
About a 15-minute walk, and you're there. Walked around downtown. We biked around a little bit. Did everything. Shuffleboard.
Fished, biked, walked, boated.
Well, and I got one of my Father's Day gifts was this Fitbit watch.
Which, uh-huh.
It's okay. Anyway.
It keeps track of everything you do, and you thought, man, I don't do as much as I thought.
And it vibrates at 10,000 steps, which I guess is the target for a lot of people.
Well, I think you can change your target if you'd like. But
there was one day on Thursday where I walked 20,400 steps. I was pretty proud of myself.
We were discussing that just over the weekend. My thing is set at 3,000 steps because I don't expect a whole lot out of me in any given day. And I said, you know, one time I hit 20,000 steps, but I was barefoot the whole day because I do more walking when I'm at the beach.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I should always be at the beach.
Yeah.
I'll exercise a lot more when I get there.
If I could just get a headset to carry that far,
But the sad thing is I don't hit 3,000 steps most days.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious what it is today. Well, for instance,
your peak will drop way off
when you're
sitting at work.
I'm at 1,158 right now.
Already?
Yeah.
Well, I bet I'm at like 12.
Do you have a Fitbit or do you have a thing for your
I have
phone?
The S Health on my phone that tells me. But I have to carry the phone all the time.
Right.
And that's the problem with not carrying it. I'm at 84 steps while I carried my phone today.
But I've seen you walk up and down the hallways here and you don't have it.
I don't have it with me. Yeah. Right. So I'm probably at 160.
I'll report tomorrow how many steps that I end up taking, whether I hit 10,000. There was one day in which I had, it was one of the less active days, let's just put it that way. And I'm serious, the last two steps toward bed, I hit 10,000.
I've got to take smaller steps.
Had the bed been closer, wouldn't have made it.
So swimming in the lake, everybody, even the kids?
Yep.
Well, you said it was like chest height for you,
it was,
so it wasn't
They could walk out. I'm not good on distances. But they could walk out a good
football field. Let's look at this in a football field point of view.
About maybe 30 yards, and it was. And we're talking the 2-year-old.
Wow.
Yeah, it just didn't go that deep. We thought we were going to go up there and do fishing ourselves before we went on the big lake, and it's not conducive for that.
Yeah.
So, but it was spectacular.
And no rain the whole time.
We had rain the day we got there. And the rain day after we left. There might have been one day where it kind of sprinkled a little bit, but that was it.
I think it did not rain the entire time you were gone, and then it rained when you got back.
Yeah.
Well, we had June 12th rain, and then like a sprinkle yesterday morning. My house had nothing in between. I don't know. And it poured north and south both Saturday and Sunday.
That's what I understand.
And Jacksonville was just... I keep saying we're in that dome now.
Yeah, that's not a good one to do.
It's not
and you can
else.
Tell the corns, leaves are curled up a little bit. Yeah.
I have my new tree we put in the front yard. I said probably the worst summer we could have planted this tree because it's been 90 and baking it. The little leaves are just sad.
And the humidity's been bad.
No, not at all.
That's what we were getting from relatives back home, and we would text them about our weather.
Yeah. It's the I could step outside and cut it with a knife kind of days.
We got here Saturday afternoon. You can't. Your body adjusts to the weather you're in, and it took a while to adjust to the heat and humidity.
When you get back,
oh.
Our daughter Catherine just got back from Germany, which she thought, and we were told, similar. To Illinois weather.
Family from there, so yeah.
And she went through the GAP program through school and stuff.
Yeah.
And 3 weeks. And on average, in the upper 50s, mid 60s, and then steps off the plane when she gets here and was like, what is this? She said it was horrible when she got back into Illinois.
We were on Bob's boat, and granted, it was early in the morning. We were on Bob's boat on Thursday. I was wearing the zip-away pants, you know, but they were long pants. I had sandals on. No, I had swim shoes on. But on top, I had a T-shirt, I had a hoodie, and I had a windbreaker.
Wow.
And
were you guys like flying out there? Well, I'm breezy on the.
It was.
This is the big lake, not the little.
It wasn't the Lake Gitche-Gumee, but it was just south of there, Lake Michigan.
Lake Michigan, humongous.
And I'm surprised how clear that is too.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I've never seen it clear. But I've never been out far on the lake. I've only been up on the beach.
And if you go around Chicago, that's not the case.
Yeah.
But you go farther north, and we got, again, I could bore you with pictures all day long. But there are pictures from the bluff looking down the dunes. They have the Sleeping Bear dunes up there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the bottom a long way out.
Wow.
Yeah.
I am surprised by that because I've seen it up around... like Traverse City, we were up there, and you can go.
We're just west of. Yeah.
And it's I couldn't say that it looked real clear when we were there, but it could have been because it was a cloudy, kind of gloomy day. So the sun
we didn't go to Traverse City. Did we miss anything?
Yes.
Really, it's a pretty nice place.
It's pretty, and it's right on the water, and they have like the main strip street with the different.
We're just 30 minutes away.
Pubs and antique malls and all sorts of stuff through there.
We're just 30 minutes away. The other thing is they don't have, at least not in Glen Arbor or any other small towns around, there are no big box stores.
Yeah.
And everything's local. And I don't know whether Traverse City is like that or not.
I can't tell you that I saw any.
Yeah.
No, it was very, like our downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the main strip is down there.
And there's a comfortable feeling about that.
Yeah.
One of the restaurants we went to didn't take credit cards. Either had to have cash or they write a check.
Yeah.
But then they'd take your check. Arch Tavern.
And that's because, whoever takes that credit card takes part of your cash away.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of, I understand that.
Yeah. There are a lot of wineries up there. Didn't go to any of those.
No cherry wine up in Michigan?
They do have. The Cherry Republic, the store, they have it's more than a store. It's a tasting area. It's everything.
But I've been to one of those.
It was just down the road from us, and
everything's cherry.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry jam and
cherry fan.
Cherry cologne and cherry wine,
cherry dip, cherry barbecue sauce. It's,
some things are good, and some things you just go, that was different. I guess cherries are doing very well up in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. There were a few that were just coming of age when we were up there, and a couple of trees, but. Not ready.
You weren't just walking through the woods picking cherries. Okay.
No. They do have poison ivy up there.
And you didn't cut any cherry tree down.
No, I did not. Okay. And that's not a lie. Telling you the truth.
Okay. I'll see some more pictures.
Yeah. Okay.
Have a good work day.
Day
back Monday. See if you can get your 10,000 steps in.
Okay. Thanks.